Yeah, so kind of.
Yeah, what we talked about last time was kindness, and I've mentioned that being kind to yourself is also an example of being kind to others. And today I want to speak to those who need kindness more than ever right now. Whether they're going through the dark times or, you know, just circumstances just seem overwhelming and too deep to deal with, that you don't know where to start. And honestly, it begins with the thoughts and feelings that you have within. And this is where I want to go with this, is the shadow behind being in a dark place during whatever dark times. So maybe do you want to start this off, or would you prefer me to start it?
I'm all ears.
All right, so the whole concept of being kind for me really revealed itself around actually exactly my birthday. My grandma gave me a card that says, "Jordan, I hope all your dreams and desires come true. Be kind to yourself. Love, Nana and Papa." And I just remember staring at the words and almost feeling it, like the sincerity of it. And I was like, so if people are going to care about me and wish the greatness upon me, then I should do this for myself as well. At least make the effort to, you know?
Yeah.
So then I started to really focus on my well-being, not just day to day, but hour to hour, moment to moment. The moment to moment focus and attention span, that's a little challenging, to be honest. It's a little challenging because sometimes you get into that default autopilot mindset and you're just doing something to do it instead of giving yourself time to heal from whatever you need healing. So I looked at it two ways. One was through the anxious route and how I need to settle down and take time for myself to heal before I put an effort into something else, you know?
And yes,
that if this effort was going to be put into myself, it was going to be in focusing on the complete opposite of what I was focusing on before. And this was coming from like a place of wishful thinking. Like, I wasn't really optimistic. I was wishfully thinking things were going to happen to me instead of for me. And I was kind of just waiting in a sense of worry for things to happen. And then I realized that that's not going to get me anywhere except more worry and more anxiety. And then more of whatever that focus brings the outcome of. So I shifted that into focusing on daydreaming and focusing on what I want. Clearly focusing on what I want. Sometimes I have to be more general than specific, which is fine, because the general speaking of these things, the general thoughts of what I want, led into it becoming specific eventually. And I just remember the feeling of being raised up out of feeling that dark void. And I think it was important for me to understand that be kind to yourself was more than just through words. It was through how you think of yourself, how you feel about yourself. And I was thinking about it, what's another way to be kind to yourself. And I was like, well, I'm going to start applying the practices I've been hearing through the great Abraham Hicks. I love her. And she always says, everything always works out for me. And I was like, okay, everything always works out for me. And I'd repeat that in my mind when I realized that I was starting to drift into a worry place. And that was going general. And that was enough for me to stop the negativity ahead of it before it, you know, manifested into something, into contrast I didn't want to experience, into living what I don't want. Instead, it did quite the opposite. I was able to feel the ease of each day and feel my mind and heart, like actually feel them connected, feeling whole and feeling I have clear intention with what I want, and knowing that I will always want. And then I just have to ease into relaxing and allowing it and let be of what the what is of things, the circumstances. And I mean, it probably was easier for me because I was more receptive. I wanted to better my life. But, and this is where we get to the point of, you know, where people are in darker times, like we, most of us have been through. The dark times where it feels impossible to come out of, you know, stuck in the mud, sinking further in quicksand, drowning underwater. It's that ability to not breathe and feel the break and silence of things, the ease. But instead, everything's hard. And
yeah, first off, I would ask, okay, so you feel love and admiration for at least a handful of people in your life, whether they be family or friends. But my question to you would be, do you expect anyone to be perfect in order for you to love them or like them?
No.
Yeah, no. So why expect ourselves to be perfect?
Yes.
I mean, it just takes you back to that wishful thinking. It's being kind to yourself is not saying myself need be perfect. It's just like you don't need anyone in your life to be perfect. Why do you need you to be perfect? And it's like holding yourself to that unrealistic expectation. And you know who does that? An asshole. You know, that mean boss who expects you to work more hours, less pay, and not complain, and not punch him in the face, you know, like knock his teeth out. Like, you know, an asshole says that, like, you have to be perfect. And it's like, you know, that's not being kind to ourselves. It's like saying, like, hey, live up to this standard or else I won't love you.
Yeah, and then it's almost like we're expecting perfection from not only just ourselves, but then everyone else in some way, shape, or form. And when they don't bring perfection to the table, then it's like a sense of judgment runs through us. And like, you can't do this for me? Like, are you serious? Like, it's not that complicated. And then the criticism erupts out of that. And criticism doesn't really get anyone anywhere, ever. Now, constructive criticism, I mean, that comes from an honest place, which I think is loving in a way. It's a form of love to be honest that way.
If we could just pause right there about criticism, I mean, yeah, that constructive criticism, what is that? I mean, like, what really is that? Like, is that our ability to accept criticism that may or may not be true? Or is it?
I mean, yeah. Truth is, I always have this fight with a very good friend of mine about truth. And I always tell him that everybody has their own truth. And then he doesn't understand that. And I'm saying that our perspective is our truth. And so how we receive it really depends on us, whether it's constructive or not. Coming from the criticizer, I don't think it's criticizing in a default manner of like, you know, jealousy, negativity, whatever that is. It's not really judgmental in a way. It's good intentions, which can be kind of toxic, but it's it's honest, you know. It's they're not willing to waste your time with, you know, playing mind games with you. Instead, they're they just cut through it and straight to the truth, or how they really feel and think about it. And you know, you're not, I think I said this last time, that the opinions of others, you don't have to follow, because they will never know you like you know yourself.
Yeah, you're always the highest authority on you. I mean, it's pretty crazy how we think other people who know a fraction of our lives can tell us about us. And I can account for some times where I took something someone said to me at face value when I really shouldn't have. Gave one person's word a weight of 100.
Yeah, we instead of taking it to the mind and, or what is it?
What is it?
So instead of not taking it to the heart, but keeping it in mind, we approach it too much with heart and not enough with mind. So then we react. So that's, I think that might be like a cause to like those surface level things. Plus it might be, it might have been like a first time reacting to something, or who knows. Like, have you ever been to a gas station and you have no expectation to talk to anyone, but then someone just randomly comes up to you and either asks you for something, or you know, they just talk to you, and then you're kind of thrown off immediately and you react.
But we gotta find reactionary actions in general. Like, what is reacting? Like responding, or like reacting with high emotion?
Reacting, I think, is just instant. It's like, it's not instant, but it's like kind of like how we have first impressions. It's kind of like what we do to something unexpected or surprised, or is in high regard emotionally. That contradicts our belief. I think that's where a lot of reaction is in contradicting belief, and also in love too.
Yeah, and you said if I ever, what was that?
I said probably more wholesome in love.
Yeah, so you were asking if have I ever seen someone at the gas station who was like asking for something, or just talking to me? I mean, of course. I mean, I'm from Detroit. I mean, we get that all the time. I mean, it's kind of like a nice community at the gas station around the corner.
Yeah. But,
what's up?
Everybody pumping your gas too? You know it. What do you got? Diesel? Yeah. I got that regular premium, bro.
That is like dialogue too. It's like they just talk about anything, like nothing profound, just like base level, like in the moment shit. Like, hey, damn, like you're strut.
There was this one time I saw someone go up to someone, they literally just walked in the store, and they're like, "Man, you messed up those fresh J's. I can't believe you did those to that edition." And I was like, man, this dude immediately looking at the feet of people, like, dang, like he took notice immediately. Like, it wasn't even seconds after walking in the door, be like, damn. He's probably going to buy something. Instead, he sees something he's profoundly disgusted by.
Yeah, for the record, I think that's a bad example of being kind. Like, damn, how'd you fuck up them shoes, boy?
Yeah. there's plenty of bad examples of being not being bad.
Yeah,
what are some examples for yourself when you're going through dark times that you realize that it's like a default setting of thoughts that run through your mind?
I would call that ruminating. It's not fun. It definitely weighs heavy on your overall ability to function. I mean, just getting out of bed, just working up the, you know, like a lot of our physical energy comes from our mindset, you know, just that, like, I'm determined to do this. And just that alone gives us that boost. And when that shit ain't there, when you get up in the morning, it's like your actions are toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and it's definitely something that can bum you out, looping the same thoughts over and over again. Or if something really pisses you off, you're going to be pissed off every day. Like, I was pissed off every day just thinking about things people have said, done, and it knows no time frame. Like, a lot of those things happened a long time ago, and normal people would say, well, you're still thinking about that? And I don't think the thing is just to get over something. You need to get through it, because it's just going to keep coming back if we don't process those emotions. So I would say, like, think about any time you felt extremely awkward or angry, or you were angry at yourself for not being able to stop thinking about the painful memories. I mean, I'm sure you can relate to that. You just get mad that you keep thinking about something.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So what would you do to get yourself out of those default settings of thoughts? Like, is it with a different thought process? Is it completely removing thought? Like, where do you start?
Oh, I have a few of these. Yes, I mean, distract yourself. So I would say, number one, move your body. Our physical well-being is extremely important for our mindset. So it's like, if you're thinking about something bad and you can tell you're about to get in a bad experience, move your body, get up, go for a walk, change your environment. Because when you give your brain something else to think about, some new images to process, like going outside, seeing a different room in your house, get out of your own bedroom,
right.
Like, give your brain something else to think about so you don't have to think about what you don't want to think about.
Hey, that is an extremely, extremely provoking idea. I love that one.
Yeah. Distraction is key. I mean, I'm not crazy about the word distraction. I would just say replacement. Mm-hmm. Replace your environment, replace your thoughts.
Shifting your energy from ruminating on your thoughts to being proactive and I guess it's almost like a releasing of thought itself and just being alive. Is that a good way of summarizing that?
Yeah. I mean, it's like humans have come a long way, and it's like just with technology and things that we haven't always had to think about. And, you know, there's just more stressors. Like, with little things come big stressors.
Right.
So I would say, keep your life simple when things feel too complicated. You know, focus on the basic things, because that's usually where we're lacking when we feel down.
All right, wonder if it's further than down. Like the pressure is overwhelming and you just feel, I don't know if it's abandoned or stuck or lonely. But what do you think would be the way of coming out of that?
Yeah, when you're down and you're already in bed laying down, you know, Like, I run the risk of giving bad advice out, but I would say avoid getting in that place in the first place. You know, your body's like taking care of a vehicle, you know. Do you want to wait till it breaks down to do the upkeep, or do you want to consistently be on top of that? And, you know, it's real inconvenient when it does break down. Sure, you can get it fixed, but, I mean, you know, it's not going to be the same. You know, and I, for instance, there was this one time where I straight up snapped in college, where it's like I felt I couldn't do this and I felt like giving up, and I let that shadow take over. And, you know, I still feel affected by it. Those same feelings aren't there, but, you know, something changed about me that day. So I feel it's important to take care of yourself, because I'm here to tell you that place ain't worth it. You think insecurity is your pal because you think it's telling you the truth, but it's not. But that's it.
So that spoke to, you know, getting out ahead of getting to that place. So I guess I'll just add to, if you are in that place, that even though I feel like, no, I'm gonna rephrase this. Even though you feel like being alone may be the best thing for you, every time that I've been in this, in those dark places, in that place that feels like it's purgatory, like there's no escape from, that there is always someone or something that made life worth it. And I found that thing and I obsessed over it. For me, a lot of the times there was music. So music was enough for me to not want to be in this place anymore, but it uplifted me. I don't know if it uplifted me without me even knowing, or if it just felt like I had a support system other than myself, other than the one that has failed me. And this isn't to say that, like, your support system is failing you, like your own support system, you, the identifier, the person living through this as a failure. Like, it's not, it's just a product of your thoughts and feelings. And sometimes when we get into that product of thoughts and feelings, we start to predict a familiar past into our future, and then it just keeps reoccurring, and we're stuck on this loop, almost like a ghost town, reliving the same thoughts and feelings over and over again, until we finally feel the impulse, the urge, the sensation to step out into the unknown. And this can go very true for, you know, being captivated in your room, in your house, wherever it may be, just escaping your environment. Because the environment, like what you said with the environment thing, that really struck like a lightning bolt into my chest of energy, of like exactly how those moments of stepping outside of where I was during however I was feeling down about, wherever I was feeling down about, how it changed my mood in the subtlest ways and sometimes in the most extreme. But it's always making that initial step, I think, is important. And that is a great way to be kind to yourself, is making an effort, even at the slightest, most, almost what seems insignificant of effort you could give is progress. And life is progress, not perfection.
I love that quote.
Me too. That might be one of my favorites, right?